It's Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107 Oink 5, KPYG Cayucas 94 Oink 9, KPIG.com. It's a minute past 8 o'clock, time for his morning commentary, so here is Travis T. Hip.
You know, I realized when this story came down that I belong to an entire generation for whom knowledge and information were defined in one huge collection of volumes called the Encyclopedia Britannica. Everything we knew about the world was organized alphabetically within those pages. In America, where we were still in the point of trying to give everybody an education so we could be an operative for democracy, the middle class, by and large, all had a bookshelf full of the Encyclopedia Britannica, volume such and such, through such and such. And you not only had it, but you updated it with new volumes that had different information in them periodically. And it was a remarkable piece of work in terms of its sales promotions, which essentially started at the bottom with people who went door to door selling subscriptions to the Encyclopedia Britannica and collecting, being paid on a commission basis. It was a remarkable point of expansion in the human knowledge information world. But it's over. The announcement came today that the Encyclopedia Britannica will, after its next run, stop printing on paper. Think about that. We have gone from a time when everyone was encouraged to have their own reference set of facts about the world to a new world in which everything you could ever want to know about anything, if you can think of a question, is available to you immediately on the internet. The transfer of information intergenerationally, etc., has gone through a complete reversal. We are intellectually in the same position as the people who made buggy whips and buckboards with the invention of the automobile and the truck. Things change, and by the time you notice that they've changed and look back to see what they used to be, they're already obsolete. The idea that the Encyclopedia Britannica, the world standard of information express, sold successfully as a product in a time when everyone was encouraged to maintain their own independent sources of reference, we now have a collective source that can be accessed by anyone in the world that has infinitely more information in it and being added to it every year. I don't know. There are a lot of mornings when I suspect that I am more than a little bit obsolete in my thinking, but it definitely is a brave new world that I face every day, and I'm not sure that I can cope with it. But one tries. That's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.